Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, welcome to a very, very, very special day here at Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And it's a special day because the first Sunday in 2002 was when we went on the air for the first time as a one-hour show. And now, look at us. We are here. And not only starting our 16th year, but as a three-hour show. And we grew to 2 hours in a year after, 13 months after we started in 2002. August 31st, 2003, we went to 2 hours. And June 15th, 2008, we were in Jamaica. And when we planned to go to Jamaica to do the remote broadcast, we had planned a two-hour show for Sunday. And about 3 weeks before we got there, the network asked if we could expand to 3 hours effective June 15th. And, of course, I said, you know, does the queen have a crown? So we did. And Jamaica benefited by having our Sunday show be 3 hours instead of two. And we hit between Travelers 411, heard over many of these same stations on Saturdays. Between that growing from 2 hours when we started in 2005 to 3 hours in, it's either the end of 2010 or 11. I really should look it up because that part I don't remember when we expanded to 3 hours. But we've been 6 hours of new travel radio broadcasting every weekend ever since. So this is, you know, we hit 3,000 hours of broadcasting in May. We were in Ireland at the time, May 22nd, 2016. So we're now about 33, I don't know, it's over 3,300 hours of broadcasting at this point. And people say to me all the time, how do you talk about travel every week? I can remember when people used to say, how do you talk about travel every week when the show was one show, 1 hour? It's like, are you kidding? I don't know how we ever did an hour. Nobody ever got more than 6 minutes. There is at least one cruise line CEO who has never spoken to me again since we did the interview about his luxury. I think they had one ship or two, maybe. Wonderful cruise line. But he was so ticked off because I only gave him 6 minutes. And I said to him, Larry, and those of you in the travel business will know exactly who I'm talking about. Larry, it's an hour show. I invited you as my guest. So it's our budget that's making this happen. And if my audience knows that in the course of a year, your ship will be in waters all over the world. So any part of the world you want to see, you could travel with your cruise line in luxury, really, truly all-inclusive. So if you wanted to sit in your cabin and eat shrimp caviar and drink champagne all day long, you'd never get an extra bill. And all they have to do is go to their travel agent and say, I want to book that. Now, I said that in about 15 seconds. So if that's what they got out of the 6 minutes, we did a nice thing for you today. Nonetheless, he's never spoken to me again because he was so sad and disappointed and annoyed that he only got 6 minutes. When the glory of having 3 hours is we have more time now to do more in-depth with people. And this is an industry that there is so much to talk about every week, you don't know where to go with it. So every now and then, a destination does things that catch my attention and my imagination. And we were talking last week about the underwater music festival that takes place in the Florida Keys. And we were talking about, I can't even remember what all else. There were a couple other people we spoke with that were in the Florida Keys doing strange and unusual things. Oh, the Key Lime Festival. That was such a fun interview. And we really didn't have time to get in much to, although I did invite somebody that was on with us years ago. Mr. Holland. I think his first name's John. Or was John Holland the guy in Ireland who invented the modern submarine and sold the plans to the Pentagon? Which was then, it was the Department of Navy or something. Did you know that, people? You can visit his birthplace. Where there's a pub there now called McHugh's Pub. And I think it's in, I don't know, Doolin, Lahinch, somewhere near the Cliffs of Moher. But it was the home of John Holland, who did the plans for the first truly modern submarine. And there are plans for submarines going back to Leonardo da Vinci, but no, not that. In any event, I spoke to this really fun person whose life took him from being introduced to key lime pie when he was working as a pastry chef in Dallas, Texas, full circle through a zillion other things that brought him ultimately to Key West, and now he's involved in the Key Lime Festival there. And I really enjoyed that interview. You can find it. Go to saabrams.com. Let's try that one again. No, I haven't opened the bottle of champagne yet. Celebrating our 15th anniversary. You can go to saabrams.com. Scroll down the homepage and you'll find it. You can go listen to it. It's podcast for a year. You can download it, take us with you. Or you can just listen online and it'll be there forever. So go anytime. But we really need to talk more about places to stay, because we're not about news. We're not here to tell you, gee, there are events and things going on. You can get that from the news. You can find that online. As far as I'm concerned, the most important feature is you got to find the right place to stay, because if you stay in a place that is not a good match for you, for your lifestyle, for the things you like, the things you love, for fitting your budget, then you're in the wrong place and it can ruin your whole visit. So we're going to be talking today about wonderful places to stay in Key West. And we're going to introduce you to Julie Fondries, who is the owner and CEO of Historic Key West Inns, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get tickets now for the Koutsevitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts for July 15th, 8 p.m. for Andras Nelson's conducting the BSO in Wagner's Das Rheingold with world-renowned guest soloists. Sung in German with English subtitles. Buy tickets at tanglewood.org.
I am so happy to have Julie Fondries on the line with me. She's the owner and CEO of Historic Key West Inns. Thank you for joining us today, Julie.
Good to be with you, Stephanie. Do
you own an inn?
I own 6 of them. I kind of have a habit. I haven't been able to quit.
Oh, so you don't know how to just like a place and make a member of it. You've got to own it.
if you like one, then you'll like six even more.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good for you. You know, good that it's not something you have to pick up and put on a shelf in your house. I collect teapots. So, you know, if I collect historicans, I couldn't fit them in a curio cabinet. That's a whole different idea. When did you get the bug to own your first historican?
I came to Key West in 1997, 20 years ago, and found the first place, which was Merlin Guest House. It was a somewhat run-down, funky little 20-room place, and it was calling to me.
Wait a minute. Isn't Merlin the family that lived there, did they have Aunt Sally next door, who was the one who popularized the key lime pie recipe?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I learned that last week.
I was listening to you talk about David Sloan's Key Lime Festival. Okay. Love that.
Well, David was telling us about Aunt Sally, and she's commonly credited with inventing the recipe for key lime pie, but he's done an awful lot of research on the subject. And according to him, David Sloan, the head of the Key Lime Festival, it looks like it was a recipe that came into being by the fishermen because you didn't need to bake it. And so they could throw this together with very few ingredients and have something yummy to eat when they were out in their boats. And that Aunt Sally picked up on this and tweaked it however she did, but she was the one that popularized key lime pie and therefore gets credit for it. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Talking with Julie Fondriest, my hero, collector of historic inns in Key West. Don't leave me. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Key West, Florida, is Julie Fondriest. Historic Key West Inns is her company, which she owns and is the chief executive officer thereof. So you bought your first beat-up historic home with a key lime pie connection. I think that's very cool. In Key West, Florida, about 20 years ago. What drew you to Key West? Were you already living in Key West?
I was living in South Florida, actually Everglades National Park, and I was running the visitor services for the National Park Service in the Everglades for 10 years.
Oh, go you. That's cool. Gotta watch out for alligators there.
Definitely alligators and mosquitoes, both hazards.
Yeah, but mosquitoes are easier. I mean, you know, you come with your repellent cannon, you know, your liquid wipe down, whatever, and you're cool. Alligators aren't that easy. They're not as simple to fend off.
Well, they have a worse bite, that's for sure.
Oh, no kidding. Let's not go there. But so what drew you to Key West?
Well, I just have always loved being in the islands. That's what originally brought me down here, was I was sailing on my sailboat looking for a fun place to explore and visit. And my destination was meant to be the Florida Keys. I just happened into the Everglades when I was out of money and sort of got stuck there for 10 years. Wonderful experience, but it was always on my mind to make it down to the Florida Keys eventually. So the timing was just right. In 1997, I came down and looked around the town and just fell in love with the Old Town Historic District and all the beautiful old wooden buildings there, and couldn't wait to buy one and get into the hotel business in Key West.
Had you had any prior, other than interfacing with people in a state park, hospitality or tourism experience?
Well, in the Everglades National Park, I was running the visitor facilities. So that includes hotels and a marina and houseboat rentals and canoe rentals and everything you think about of activities in a national park. But that's where I learned the hotel business, was actually in the national park.
So you had a little bit of groundwork and foundation under you to dive into this new adventure.
Yes, that definitely the experience in the Everglades toughened me up. I figure if you can make a go of things successfully in the middle of a mosquito-infested swamp, Key West would be easy.
Yeah.
Of course, it wasn't quite so easy, but I was fell in love with it. I had a passion for doing it and have loved every minute of it for the last 20 years.
So what did you do to the Merlin? The Merlin Guest House in Key West. You described it as in condition that wasn't up to a level that you thought even came close to standard.
Well, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, Key West was a very laid-back casual place, kind of a hippie hangout, if you will. Very artistic community, but things were done in a very casual way. A lot of these guest houses in Key West had shared baths, and everybody met for cocktails at 5 o'clock, and there was lots of birds and cats. And it was a real menagerie at all of these properties, and certainly Merlin Guest House was that way.
But Key West also had, I mean, aside from a kind of, you know, I just have this image in my mind and people in floral shirts and shorts and flip-flop sandals and, you know, artists and writers and, you know, people that you were attracted to that kind of, you know, have a beer in your hand and a pen or a paintbrush in your other hand. It also was the Winter White House location for Truman, for Harry S. Truman. And, yep. You know, that kind of gave it another level of, I don't know, you know, like relaxed yep. elegance, if you will.
Right. It was an island atmosphere, but with a very cosmopolitan edge to it. Very eclectic, interesting group of people that live in Key West, full of artists, full of writers, full of intellectuals, full of hippies, full of everything is part of what makes it such a wonderful place to visit and be a part of.
So when you attacked this inn, what'd you do to it?
I turned the swimming pool from green to a beautiful shade of blue, put in new furnishings, fixed up bathrooms, brought in clean sheets and a commercial laundry to make sure that they stayed clean. We just brought basic hotel standards into the kind of funky Key West laid-back style. We didn't try to change that style. We just tried to enhance it with what travelers would expect today. You know, today people want Wi-Fi service and flat-screen televisions and, of course, you know, a clean, well-made bed and guest room and modern bathrooms. So my challenge was to save the beautiful, interesting architecture of Key West. I didn't want to mess with that. That's what we try to preserve. But within that, provide all of the modern amenities that people want when they travel and stay in a hotel.
So was there a point early on, somewhere after you'd bought the place and you were getting into whatever renovations and decorations and refurbishments to everything, including the pool, that you said to yourself, what'd I get myself into?
Well, yes, it was challenging, but that was the beauty of it, and that's what I love to do, and I felt it was a worthy cause. Key West, the Old Town Historic Area, is full of these old wooden structures that were built from the 1850s to about 1900. A lot of them were in deteriorated condition back in the 1990s, and they needed to be saved, and I wanted to do it. It's been my passion to keep these buildings vital and keep them in good condition so they don't deteriorate and they'll be preserved for the future, and so people can see the real original Key West. It's beautiful. It's doesn't exist in other places. And to me, when you visit some place and you want to fully explore it and experience it, you should be in one of these buildings.
So at what? How long did you own the Merlin before you forged ahead to buy the second of, did you say, six properties?
Well, let's see. We did Merlin for just a few months before we thought, you know, hey, this is a lot of work, but it's a pretty cool idea, and I'd like to do more. And we bought the second one, which was a funky old place on Trubin Avenue called Key Lime Village.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back Key Lime Village. And I hope David Sloan comes by often. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams having fun in Key West. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
I saw the bright lights.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me a true entrepreneur, Julie Fondriest, who is the owner and CEO of Historic Key West Inns. And I have to tell you, Julie, when I was given information about you, when I was looking at sharing last week with my audience information about the Key Lime Festival and the Florida Keys Underwater Music Festival, your name surfaced, and we couldn't get things sorted out to get you on the air with us last week. But I made the ridiculous assumption that you were the CEO of Key West, Historic Key West Inns, which in my mind translated to a membership organization of local hoteliers with historic inns that you were kind of doing, some marketing, whatever, for. And it was the coolest thing for me to find out you owned them all. I think that's marvelous.
Yeah, it was cool for me, too.
So you just kept your eyes out as things came up for sale?
Yeah, I always tried to look for the ones that were the most run down and in most need of love and attention. And I went after those. Because for me, it's as much about saving the old buildings and saving the history of Key West as it is about providing the hospitality to travelers.
Yeah, you know, and it would be a shame. You know, the last time I was in Key West, I came in by ship, and we were in port from something like, I don't know, noon or one in the afternoon, something like that, until just after midnight. In fact, that was quite memorable for me because we were sailing in a 1,000-square-foot suite, and we had a 96-square-foot terrace on our cabin. You couldn't call it a cabin. It was amazing. And, I mean, it had a bathtub, a big, giant bathtub in the bathroom. And the dressing room was like a locker room at the gym, only pretty faces on these locker room doors so you could hang up gowns and things. But anyway, we had the Dixieland band that was on the ship play us out of port on our terrace and threw a party in our suite. Yeah, it was our suite mates on the floor were very happy that we were sailing because we invited everybody in. But we got to spend about 14 hours or something in Key West and, you know, really had time to enjoy the place. And when this happened, I want to say this had to be like in 1999 or 2000. And there were a lot of rickety wood buildings that, you know, needed exactly what you were talking about. And generally speaking, in many places, somebody comes in and knocks them down and starts over again. So you're right to be able to refurbish, restore, and literally save the history of where you are by coming in and doing the kind of job you've done. That's just marvelous. You said you had six inns. What are the total number of sleeping accommodations you have between the six inns?
We have a total of 220 guest rooms.
Wow. Well, that's huge. So
if you think of it in total, you know, we're among the top 10 largest hotels in Key West.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. And so for each one, you went in with a passion and zeal and a hammer and a paintbrush.
And a paintbrush.
Right. Wow. That's spectacular. Why don't you share your website with us? Is
historickeywestinns.com.
You know, when I first read the website, since what I was looking at was all lowercase letters, so it didn't stick out as Historic Key West Inns, I thought it said Historicky West Inns.
So, yeah.
But no, people, it's Historic Key West Inns. Some URL addresses are funny if you read them the way they, you know, you just run the words together. They come out to a whole different story. So let's run one by one through a few. We've talked about the Merlin Guest House, which has a link to the invention and popularization of key lime pie. Do you do any key lime pie events over there at the Merlin?
Well, we love the Key Lime Festival, and I have to say that I still feel robbed. The very first year of the Key Lime Festival, I came in second place in the amateur division for my key lime pie, and I do believe I deserved first place, and I've been wanting a rematch ever since,
so
I'll be working on that this year.
So you're entering this year?
But another one of our hotels is Key Lime Inn, and that used to be a key lime grove, and that's where we have our key lime trees over there.
Wow. What's the difference in the look of a key lime to any other lime?
It's smaller. When it's ripe, it turns yellowish rather than the bright green limes that you see in your grocery store.
Okay.
But they're very small, very thin peel, and they're just bursting with juice.
Well, I have to tell you how many times in my stupidity, when I have asked, because, you know, my favorite drink is, I like to tease sommeliers in fancy restaurants when they want to know what wine I want to order. And I tell them I want a 1986, and they're getting all excited because that was a good year for grapes in Europe. And I tell them I want a 1986 Diet Coke, no ice, with a lime. And so when they bring my Diet Coke to the table, sometimes it looks like there's a lemon slice on the side of the glass because it's yellow. And it took me a while to really believe people when they said, no, no, that is a lime. And then I would taste it, and yeah, it was a lime, but it was yellow on the outside, and I thought they were just funning me, you know.
Yes, and everybody expects their key lime pie to be green, but of course they're not. They're yellowish also, the authentic ones anyway.
Well, I don't know if I've ever had an authentic one. I've had key lime pie in a lot of places, and just like Caesar dressing, a lot of chefs mess around with the recipe. And, you know, there is one and only one recipe for authentic Caesar salad, Caesar dressing, and it doesn't contain vinegar. It's one of the reasons I like it, because I don't like vinegar dressings. And and it's the same thing with key lime pie. You get people that have done, and how about Boston cream pie? Even the place that was invented at the Parker House in Boston has changed the look of it and everything else. I mean, it's not the way, you know, when I was growing up, Boston cream pie was supposed to look like. In fact, the Dunkin' Donuts Boston cream pie is closer to a Boston cream pie than what it is they serve over at the Parker House, the Omni Parker House in Boston, which looks more like a Napoleon, you know, with that kind of thin crust on the top and whatever, with drizzled stuff. But when I've had key lime pie, it was like a cross between a cheesecake and a mousse. Almost like it's light. And sometimes they have clearly found a way to add something natural or food coloring to give it a greenish tint. And most places don't, though, that I've experienced.
Yeah, right. If it's green, it's not a real key lime pie. And when it's really bright yellow, that's because there's egg yolks have been added into the recipe, which is one of the traditional methods of preparation. We argue still about exactly how to make a key lime pie, but usually our arguments of whether there's meringue or no meringue and whether the crust is a pie crust or a graham cracker crust.
What
but
do you
other
prefer?
Than that, we all agree that it requires key lime juice.
Yeah, and most of the ones I've had have a graham cracker crust base. But what do you prefer?
I prefer the traditional pie crust, flour and butter-based one. But I have to admit, most people are going toward the graham cracker one.
Well, I'll
and the
you,
year that I lost, the winner had the graham cracker crust.
The nerve. You know, I've seen, I can't tell you.
I'm still sore about that.
I have seen untold mysteries of series like Columbo and Monk, where a pie contest was involved and somebody poisoned somebody to win. But I don't recommend you do that. It's not good for publicity or for room occupancy. So
it's all in good fun, and all those pies are delicious. So.
We're going to take a quick break and come back because I want to run through. We got four more inns to be offered. We ought to know a little bit about them. So we're going to do that in the next segment. Stay with me, everybody. We're talking with Julie Fondriest in Key West about her group of hotels, historic Key West inns. Don't leave me.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Live from Key West, Florida, Julie Fondriest is on the line with me. She is the owner and CEO, a founder and developer of historic Key West Inns, and she now has 6 inns with a total of 220 guest rooms. So, you know, this is no little slouchy Mickey Mouse operation, although Mickey Mouse has a fairly sophisticated operation, doesn't he? How did that become a Mickey Mouse operation? I guess when it was just Mickey, and not before it became everything else that it is. But in any event, you certainly have grown into a substantial business. And so we've talked about the Merlin Guest House and the Key Lime Inn, and we've got 4 others I would like to plow through in the next few minutes. So what was the third one you bought?
The next one was Albury Court Hotel, which was 2 separate buildings that I brought together to form one hotel. Now, it's got 42 guest rooms and is a great option about 4 blocks off of Duval Street.
When you say you bought these 2 buildings, were they being used as hotels or inns or something, or were they a totally different function?
Yeah, no, they were both being used as hotels. Between the 70s and the 90s, a lot of buildings in Key West had been readapted into travel accommodations. They called themselves B&Bs or guest houses or hotels. So all of the properties that I acquired, they were already functioning as lodging accommodations, but I reorganized some of them in order to bring them together around a single swimming pool or a single front desk.
And, oh, that's smart.
And just expanded them a little bit, but I did not do any conversions myself. All of these buildings were already operating as lodging.
Well, the people that sold these properties, did they stay in the community or they move away?
A combination of both.
Have people come back and, you know, to kind of admire what you've done? You know, the prior owners?
You know, when you own these small properties, your heart and soul goes into them, and they become a reflection of your style and your personality. So I think, you know, when it changes owners, of course, it changes over to my personality. It can be a little bit traumatic to the sellers at first. It takes a little bit of a while to get over that and then come back and enjoy what they have become. So, you know, we've tried to do that over the years, is bring back the previous owners, even some of the original builders, and show them around at what we've done. And we like to think that they're also take pride in what those buildings have become, and for the most part that they do.
Sometimes people get hung up, you know, when they sell their house and somebody repaints it a color they don't like. It's like, you don't own it anymore. You know, let go. Let go. Move on. Look ahead. Don't look back. But I've actually had people, somebody that owned the house I live in now, drop by to see, because we expanded the house and made, you know, you wouldn't recognize it. It's not anything like the house was when we bought it. And, you know, we invited him to come in. And he's actually a local dentist in Pittsfield. And, you know, it was great. He came by with his daughter to relive some memories of when they owned the property. And it was very sweet. In fact, he started a sculpture in my backyard that he never finished. And he was surprised I didn't take it down. It's still there. I said, yeah, one of these days I'm going to finish it for you. I know how much effort you put into this sculpture. I just didn't have the heart to knock it down. So this strange looking thing just sits like a totem pole in my backyard. But one day I'll finish it for him. But, you know, there's something nice about that kind of community continuity, that something carries on. So,
we love getting old pictures and from previous owners or previous visitors posting those. So, you know, we want to tell the story of the history of the buildings. That's what we're there celebrating. So we love to know those facts and share those stories.
Well, let's go on. We got three hotels left and we got 2.5 minutes. So what was the fourth one you bought?
Lighthouse Court Hotel, which is right next to the lighthouse and right across the street from the Ernest Hemingway House. It's one of our larger properties with 45 guest rooms. It's just a block off of Duval Street. It was 10 original Conk buildings that took over half the city block next to the lighthouse. And all of those buildings were converted into lodging units. And it is totally charming. And you walk in the gates off the street, and you're transported into a different world of beautiful, lush landscaping and just really adorable small old conch structures. And then there's Chelsea House Hotel, which is our largest. It now has 48 guest rooms. We've actually combined three former B&B properties to create what is now the Chelsea House Hotel on Truman Avenue. And the buildings there date from 1888 to about 1912. Absolutely charming. It's got Victorian style as well as the old Bahamian colonial style there. It's really a special place. And then Cypress House Hotel is the sixth one. That is one of the oldest buildings in Key West, 1888, built after the big fire of 1886, in a federal colonial style. A really beautiful building that remains unpainted, and it's very well known for its Dade County pine and being unpainted. It's not actually made out of cypress, even though it's called the Cypress House. But a beautiful old building, 23 guest rooms, absolutely gorgeous.
Wow. Well, I have to know more about your place. And I have to tell you, I had such a good time the day I was in Key West. And we did it a couple times, a couple of different cruise ships that stopped. And I have to tell you, people, it's the worst way to see a place because you don't have enough time. And you're kind of disorganized and, you know, should I do this or I should do that? And by the time you're done, you haven't done enough of anything. It took us till the second trip that we got into the Truman House Museum, which I really enjoyed. And I bought a couple of candlestick holders in their gift shop that look like anchors that Truman had, the reproductions of these candlestick holders that they have on the dining table. In a very relaxed, very livable, You know, it's not like the palaces of Europe kind of a place that the Truman family enjoyed their winter stays at this winter White House. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. Stay with me, Julie, on the line while we go into the top of the hour news. Everybody else, stick with me because I want to see what else mischief we can get into in Key West before we are done there today. So this is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.